The Biden administration reinstates and expands non-discrimination protections. In a rare move, nurses at a Mayo Clinic hospital decertify their union. And it could cost billions to respond to the growing monkeypox outbreak. It's all coming up on today's episode of GIST Healthcare Daily. It's Thursday, July 28th, and I'm Alex Olgan with GIST Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in about 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Biden administration is bringing back Obama-era Affordable Care Act protections that prohibit discrimination on the basis of sex, which was interpreted to mean sexual orientation and gender identity. In 2020, the Trump administration rolled back those protections. The Biden administration is not only proposing to reinstate the protections, but expand the reach to include patients with Medicare Part B, which covers outpatient care. This comes at a time where several states, including Texas, have enacted laws that ban gender-affirming care for transgender children. The new proposal would also ban discrimination for telehealth care and algorithms that are used in clinical decisions. Some studies have found these AI tools can be racially biased. The rule also includes a ban on discrimination based on pregnancy or pregnancy termination. The Trump-era rule allowed providers to use religious exemptions as a reason not to comply with the rule if it included paying for an abortion. The proposal is open for public comment, and the Department of Health and Human Services plans to finalize it by the end of the year. 500 nurses at a Mayo Clinic hospital in Mankato, Minnesota, will no longer be part of a union. That comes after a majority voted to decertify the union this week. The decision is not official and still needs to be certified by the National Labor Relations Board. The effort was backed by the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation, which provides free legal aid to employees who want to, quote, eliminate coercive union power, unquote. The group was behind a failed effort to decertify unions at St. Vincent Hospital in Worcester, Massachusetts, and an ongoing decertification effort at Maine Medical in Portland. These nurses are bucking recent trends in which workers are joining unions. The NLRB reports that over a nine-month period between October 2021 and June 2022, petitions to join a union have increased 58% across all industries. Within the healthcare sector, residents and fellows at California Systems have voted to unionize, and physicians at St. Charles Medical Center in Bend, Oregon have announced plans to do the same. The Biden administration estimates it could need up to $7 billion to respond to the monkeypox outbreak, which has grown to more than 3,500 cases. Although with a lack of testing, many health experts expect the number is much higher. According to the Washington Post, the White House hasn't formally requested funding for monkeypox, but is laying out options for Congress. With a smaller amount, about $2 billion, the White House expects it could offer more targeted outreach, treatment, and vaccines to affected communities. But with the larger sum, $7 billion, the administration could mount a more robust response, expanding testing, treatment, and vaccines to a broader number of people and covering uninsured monkeypox patients. The World Health Organization designated the outbreak a public health emergency of international concern over the weekend. The Biden administration is reportedly considering declaring it a public health emergency in the U.S. While the disease has been reportedly spreading predominantly among men who have sex with men, there have been some cases identified in children. The disease, which is spread through skin-to-skin contact, can cause patients to develop fevers and painful skin lesions. So far, no deaths have been reported. The government has distributed 300,000 doses of a vaccine, but there are several reports from big cities that supply runs out fast. The government has ordered a total of about 7 million doses, which are expected to be delivered by the middle of next year. Taking a look at healthcare stocks, Teva Pharmaceutical shares surged almost 29% on Wednesday after the company announced a more than $4 billion settlement for its role in the opioid crisis. The overall healthcare sector traded up about 0.75% on Wednesday. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.